just goes on down the line, and the list goes on.
I say to Sean, pardon me for chewing gum, but I got coffee breath. I need gum. I remember the ECW figures. Did you just get him at that toy shop?
No, I actually, Fightful Reader sold me a few of these. I'm going to do a figure haul video. So I started recording figure haul episodes for when we move Select off Patreon, but I've got like 35 or 36 of them right now.
That many? You've done that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got 35, 36 in the can. Little sneak preview, Jerry Lynn.
How much of the raise I gave you are you just blowing on a bunch of toys?
That's why I need another one, Jimmy. These are tax deductible, too.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, give me another raise. Maybe wire me 100 grand and we'll be all right. We'll be good to go.
It'll be fine.
No, you know what? Just to keep up with the theme, we'll go with the Jeff Jarrett deal. 250K out of the arena account, the Gundarena account. Mm-hmm. That way I know you won't cancel the check. And we're good to go. We're good.
He was paid based on money that was coming to him anyway.
Yeah. It was that podcast, that My World podcast, was a very, very good show.
I'm like, just saying, you asking for a wire. He was paid based on money the company was going to earn off of him regardless.
Yeah, so against future raises, just give me 250 grand. We're all right.
So did you hear about Iron Mike?
Otherwise, I might die from this sinkhole in my side yard. It's getting real close to our gas tank.
If we ever do a podcast and live on the air, I see your shot like go like this.
So
then we'll talk. We'll talk.
Our house is super unlevel. Not to say, okay, buy me a house, Jimmy. You did offer to buy me the house, of course.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I did.
But it's so weird. Our house is built in 1865. There's literally a door that they had to cut, and it's like it's at a weird angle. And in my other office, I had to have a rug underneath my seat. Otherwise, I would slide all the way across the room. It's so unlevel.
The place is settled, yeah.
And I'm sure that this sinkhole is just adding to things. Like I was just out there last year, and I was like, I went like Marv from Home Alone 2. I was like, wow, what a hole. It was.
Man, you have seen that movie a lot.
I watch it every year, Jimmy.
A lot.
I wanted to do a skit with RJ City where I'm Kevin McAllister and he's the homeless lady with pigeon poop on his jacket.
Why don't you get the real homeless lady? She's still alive?
Let me tell you, she might cost more than Daniel Bryan.
I think that she'd be willing to do a spot for fun.
She's an Oscar winner, buddy.
So what?
Man.
You tell her who you were? This is who I am. This is what I do.
Oh, God. Brenda Fricker is her name. Brenda Fricker. She's 76.
I'm going to look up her agent. I'll look up her agent.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
And maybe you can reach out and do a spot with her. But then you got to do it as Kevin McAllister.
Well, of course.
That's the deal. All right. Skype me her name later, and I'll look it up for you.
Yeah.
So Iron Mike Tyson.
I barely know her.
Iron Mike Tyson. Have you heard about his latest rumored opponent?
A drug test.
Former heavyweight champion Lennox Lewis is the rumored opponent for Iron Mike Tyson. Yes, he's the rumored opponent.
Mike
in an
Tyson
exhibition.
Lennox Lewis is my favorite boxer in the world growing
up. Is he?
Yeah, he was.
Really?
Oh, boy. I loved Lennox Lewis. He
was my favorite until he pretended he was from England. And after that, I kind of lost interest in him.
Pretended he was from England?
Yeah. Don't you know the story?
No.
He grew up in Canada. He won an Olympic medal for Canada. And then when he wanted to turn pro, for whatever reason, there was an issue with him turning pro in Canada, or maybe he wasn't getting opportunity, whatever it was. So he shifted to England because he might have been born in England.
Bud, he spent the first 12 years of his life in England.
He still spends most of his time here.
His mom
lives here and he spends most of his time here. And I have seen him in so many interviews, Sean. He doesn't have a British accent, dude. He doesn't have a British accent. I've seen him in so many interviews. He turns on the accent when it's convenient.
I think you're picking a fight with your own imagination.
No, he's Canadian.
And we were getting some encouragement here. Keep buying them, Sean. Yeah, there you go.
There keep you buying go. What? The action figures?
Yeah. Don't post yourself. Did I told you I got banned from Facebook, right?
For a week, I think.
Oh, for 30 days.
Oh, for 30 days. Oh.
I posted a picture of me putting the Ted DiBiase wrestling buddy in a Cobra clutch. And one of my friends commented and said, I think I had that when I was younger in a Sting one. And I said, let's beat its ass. And Facebook banned me for 30 days for promoting violence.
Automated filters. Yep.
And like I did the appeal. Nothing. Went to the oversight committee. Nothing. Oh boy. Anakin JMT says maybe the sinkhole is Jesus getting revenge for the Bible golf streams. Buddy, he already got revenge. I didn't get a single hole in one. My wife got two. Nikita Krylov fan got like four. It was not my day on the links, Jimmy.
I mean, obviously, Facebook has taken a lot of heat because of, you know, the things that they allowed.
Yes.
In terms of, so I can understand that they're probably got a heightened sense when it comes to their filtering. Yeah, it is what it is. You got to deal with it. I want to ask you this question. So I asked you last week about where does Kenny Omega go from here? Mm-hmm. He won the Impact title. He's the AEW champion. He's got the mega title for AAA. It seems like there's a little bit more clarity now. Andrade challenged him for his title at Triple Mania. They don't have a date yet, but he challenged him for that title.
Yeah.
My question for you is, so Jay White won the Never Openweight title for New Japan. And afterwards, he referred to himself as the real belt collector. He could have been referring to the fact that he's a quadruple champion or quadruple crown champion in New Japan. Yes. It could have been a shot at Will Ospreay because Will Ospreay's got the other two belts.
Yes.
Do you think there's any possibility that Jay White called himself the real belt collector because he's looking at Kenny Omega?
He should be. He should be looking at that and should be looking at the money. And I think that's a wise thing to do because obviously that's where the money is. And if he can make that happen, he should make that happen. Win, lose, or draw, do it. You're going to make a lot more money. You're going to get a lot more buzz. More people are going to know who you are. I think it's just a smart business move.
Okay, we'll see what happens. But when I heard him refer to himself as the real belt collector, and Omega's kind of sort of got that gimmick, I kind of wondered if that was one trying to make business with the other kind of thing.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
I want to ask you.
I think that they should play up the dissension as much as possible. Make people think that New Japan and AEW people hate each other as much as they can until they can get something going.
Right. Right. Okay. I want to ask you about a very noticeable difference on Raw this week that I noticed. And if you think that anything led to that in terms of, I don't know, someone getting in Vince McMahon's ear or something. So we saw for so long the same guys wrestling every single week, 7 weeks in a row, same guys were wrestling, 14 weeks in a row, 3 months in a row, whatever. This week they had Charlotte versus Dana, although I understand as part of the gimmick, she had Charlotte versus Mandy last week, but still they had Charlotte versus Dana, Lucha House, Cedric Shelton, which was different, Angel Garza, Drew Gulak, which was different, Sheamus Mansoor, which was different. They did a lot of different stuff this week. Do you think that the criticism that you keep booking the same shit week in and week out might have finally found its way to Vince McMahon, or do you think that they booked this different stuff just completely for an unrelated reason?
I don't think that Vince knows or cares, but I think probably somebody got in his ear and they said, oh, let's switch it up a little bit.
You think so?
I do think so. Yeah.
Do you think that the only reason that Angel Garza got television time at all is because somebody pitched Vince on the idea that he's going to shove a rose up somebody's ass?
Yes. 100%. That's what I think.
And without that spot, Angel Garza is not on television.
Yes, correct. That's exactly how I feel, or at least in that segment. He's probably backstage flirting with Nia Jax, and we know how Nia is seen by – oh, Nia is not the conventional diva girl, so anybody that flirts with him or flirts with her is funny. That's how he sees it instead of just like, oh, maybe the two like each other. Maybe they could be a good pair or something right. Like that. There's going to be some comedic element like, oh my gosh, she's a little bit bigger than a lot of the other girls. It's so funny. Instead of just like, she's a beautiful woman, he's a handsome dude, they like each other type of thing.
Yeah.
So now, shoving a rose up the ass.
I really felt for Drew Gulak. Do you think Drew Gulak ever asked himself, why did I resign? Or do you think the paychecks often are good enough? Yeah, you think so?
Often. And Jimmy, I've got breaking news.
Yeah?
We sold a Metal Monster shirt.
Yeah, to who? Somebody internally.
Somebody. I don't know. Go to shop.fightful.com. Get a shirt. It's metal in your lungs. That so way here's Jimmy will stop bitching at me.
Here, okay. First off, I did not bitch at you. You say these like comments, and then people think I'm an ass. I did not bitch at Sean.
Don't be so sensitive, Jimmy.
Yeah. What happened was Sean utilizes my resources getting stuff designed. And whenever he utilizes my resources getting stuff designed, and I'm in the chat and I see the image of it, I look at it and think that's not going to sell shit. And so yesterday when I saw this image, I responded to the group and I said, no one's going to buy that.
Somebody did.
I want to know who. Was it like somebody related to the site? Was it like a mod? Was it somebody that works for Fightful? Was it somebody connected to the site as opposed to a completely third party oblivious person?
Jimmy,
that's what I want to know.
That's metal in your lungs. Don't you know how scary that is?
You know that one sale that you got? It's only going to take at least 20 more of them to make up for the time that was spent getting it designed.
That did not take time. One of your graphics people threw together some colors on a font and slapped it together. That took them no longer than 10 minutes.
Really? You want me to ask?
Yes, absolutely. Because if they spent any longer than that, I would be very, very disappointed. Okay. I would be very disappointed. It's a very simple design. I could have done that. Yes. That? Yes.
So then why didn't you do it?
Because it's not my job.
So last topic, WWE Hall of Fame. So obviously, Vince McMahon is in charge right now. Hunter's the heir apparent when it comes to at least the creative wrestling, you know, side of things. We get all that.
Yeah.
It's always seemed like Hunter cares more about the history and the legacy of the business than Vince does.
Yes.
Vince, I don't know if he really gives a shit at all. We see Hunter now. He's got that treasure show. He's bringing back memorabilia. There were rumors a few years ago that Hunter wanted a brick and mortar Hall of Fame. And Vince didn't because Vince doesn't see the money in it, which I don't disagree with Vince because Hall of Fames are a money pit.
Yes.
But Hunter wants it because he appreciates the legacy of it. I've said on this podcast before, because some people sometimes they get offended, you know, they take it personally if you criticize. I've said before, Vince McMahon doesn't give a shit about the Hall of Fame. It's a marketing tool. It's content. That's what it is to him. Molly Holly was on Busted Open Radio talking about her induction. She said she was given 15 minutes to give a speech. She prepared, spent weeks, you know, preparing this 15-minute speech. And a couple of days before, she got a call saying, you've been cut down to 2 minutes. And she said she cried her eyes out. The company tried to make amends by letting her do a longer version on YouTube just from her house, I think. She was just at her house looking to do her webcam. But otherwise, as part of the real Hall of Fame, she was only given 2 minutes. Whether you care about the legacy of the business or not, what kind of person do you have to be 2 minutes before the event or a couple days before the event telling somebody you're cut to 2 minutes when they've spent weeks preparing? What kind of an asshole thing is that, Sean Ross App?
It's terrible.
That's really bad.
Especially when you're putting out there, this is what all good she did for the business and the industry. And it really undermines so much of the significance of the induction. And it's disrespectful.
Do you think, because obviously Batista pulled out and there was speculation that, well, they want there to be a live crowd for Batista. Yeah. Do you think that Batista pulled out because maybe they called him and told him about, we're going to do this and do that, you're going to have this much time, and Batista was like, fuck it?
I don't know if he pulled out or if they decided to push it back. I have no idea. I've been trying to find out.
Right. Okay. That's all I got for you, bud.
Guys, until next time, we're out.